Every day we hear reports about refugees fleeing areas in conflict, but how does it really feel to be one of the displaced? What happens to them when they arrive here? That was the question a group of about 100 people explored by reenacting the journey of families between borders. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna reports.
Most refugees live in a state of suspended animation. They lose their sense of place and time and future. But just hearing their stories, do you truly understand what they're going through? That's what inspired Lila Thompson, a Temple University public policy scholar, to create a large simulation exercise that would bring the refugees' feelings of displacement and uncertainty to life.
There were, as of July of last year, 15.1 million refugees in the world. That's the highest level we've seen.
For one entire day, Thompson transformed spaces at Philadelphia's National Constitution Center into makeshift offices, refugee camps, and health clinics, and populated them with volunteers playing the roles of officials. Thompson wanted to illustrate the refugees' personal journeys, which can take from 6 months to 5 years or more.
So essentially, it's putting individuals in a specific identity so that they can sort of take on the humanity of another person and understand every step of the process that they go through, from fleeing their home country, leaving everything behind, to going to a refugee camp, and understanding what it's actually like to live there. What is the food situation like? What is the school education system like? What are the things that you face on a daily basis?
To begin with, public participants were given an envelope with their refugee's story, with instructions not to break character from their assigned role.
I was a refugee from Syria to Jordan. Both of my parents were killed in front of me, and my only sibling was forced to enter the army. So I was all by myself. And
at the end of the day, when she returned to her real identity as a law student, Grace Shedden said it was powerful because
I would like to one day help people in the situation of the lady I'm playing today.
Story after story spoke of fear, hardship, resilience, and survival. This grandmother read the family's assigned narrative.
The last convoy that was leaving from Monrovia was the only chance we had. We first tried going to Sierra Leone. We went to Sierra Leone so we could enter back into Liberia through Lofa. But then we had heard they had captured Lofa.
Her family ended up staying for months at a Sierra Leone camp. Outside each camp, staffers from the United Nations Refugee Agency register and interview each family member to start the long process of relocation. They get a fat envelope of old and new documents to carry from desk to desk, from checkpoint to checkpoint. They wait until something happens. This Liberian family gets news from a man playing the role of a U.S. immigration official.
This family has been granted refugee status, and we're going to get them on an airplane to the United States. And then within 18 months, mom and dad hopefully will get a job, and you'll need to pay back the cost of the flight.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to...
Once in the U.S., the refugees receive assistance for a limited time and must find work, get settled, and begin their new life on their own after that. In 2014, nearly 70,000 slots were allocated to refugees in the U.S. This year, the proposed settlement number is 85,000, says Temple University law professor Jair Ramji Nogales. She's an authority in refugee law and policy and co-designed the Between Borders project. The takeaway, she says, is not to forget that if you go far enough in most Americans' family trees, there's a history of refugees or displaced immigrants.
The concerning thing to me about what we've been seeing lately in a lot of the popular debate is that people start to forget to be compassionate towards people who are fleeing situations that any one of us would flee from. I have two small children at home, right? And I look at these people fleeing with their children, and you have to understand that it has to be something really severe driving them to get on a dinghy with two small children and try to get to Europe. These are really
the overall experience
situations.
Of the Between Borders project was not lost on 21-year-old student Patricia Moore.
I think it gave me more perspective over what refugees go through to make it to another country. It also gave me, I think what I have now is more respect for them and for their struggle.
Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.